Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Good morning,
Hannah.
Good morning.
Hi. Great to have you on today. Couple things right off the bat. Let's go back to this past weekend against Alabama at home. I think it was, I don't know which day it was, which game, but you had, what do you call it, Bark at Bogle Day? What's the saying for that, where everybody brings their dog?
Bark in the park.
Bark in the park. And Roger,
I like it.
Do you remember Hannah's dog's name?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
Piper.
Yes.
Pfeiffer. Very nice. Look at that. So did you have Piper there on site?
No, Piper did not come, sadly.
Oh, no. Well, I saw, though, you know, in addition, because it's Alabama, beautiful weather, and Market Bogle, you had a record. It was a record series attendance for the weekend. Uh-huh. And so just talk about the crowd and what it was like this weekend. And also a special appearance by Calipari in the Big Z.
Oh, yeah.
What was the weekend like crowd-wise there?
Yeah, for sure. It was Saturday night's game was really, really fun, you know, having all the fireworks. Friday night's game was too, but just having the amount of people there to support us and just to watch softball and watch women's sports is really encouraging. One thing I love about our crowd is, you know, they're always uplifting and positive and are just super loud. So I remember Bama started doing their cheer and we just started calling the Hogs. So it's really encouraging to play for fans that just love Arkansas so much. So.
One of the things that you guys have done, we keep, you know, every time we talk to you, we reference back to that Mississippi State series that you lose at home. And the one thing you did different in that series that you've not done for every following series, you lost that first game against Mississippi State. In every series since, you've won the first game. And so doesn't always guarantee you're going to win it, but it certainly does make, you know, you're playing with house money a little bit. Certainly does help you guys win a little bit easier.
Yeah, for sure. I think winning the first game is always the most important. You know, I think that kind of sets the tone for the weekend. And so I think it's a huge help, especially in the SEC when you're playing against top 25 teams every weekend. Winning the first game is essential.
We bring this up now just because you're a senior. Only two series left. You go down to LSU this weekend, and then you come back home against you play UCA on Tuesday in Conway, and then you come back for the last series at home against Ole Miss, which we're going to try to make the Ole Miss series, and who knows, we might be able to get up and see you a little bit early on Tuesday. But first you go down to LSU, obviously another top 10 team you got to play. Every team that you guys have beaten in the last four series is a ranked team. Talk about LSU and how tough they are, especially down there.
Yeah, playing at LSU is it's a very hard place to play. I would say it's exactly like people saying Bogle's a very hard place to play. You know, I think it's really humid and hot there. It's a lot different. The atmosphere is different, but it is one of my most favorite places to play because it plays a lot like Bogle. The amount of fans and the people that they just have so much passion for LSU. And so, it's going to be a tough series, but it'll be really important for us to win the series or take the sweep. So we'll be ready. We leave tomorrow, and our first game is Friday at like 6. So
Hannah, how much do you guys talk about, if at all, like the race to win the SEC? Because you guys are not right in the mix. I mean, you're a few games back, but do y'all even talk about that or not really?
Yeah, we don't talk about it actually at all. I think that, you know, my freshman and sophomore year when we won, you know, I think we knew in the last series whenever we were playing, like, okay, if we win this, we win the SEC, you know. But I think we just don't really talk about it because in the end, like, our goal is to win games and to help get us to postseason. And so, you know, I think we really haven't mentioned it at all. You know, I think it's important to be within the top four in the SEC because we do, when that happens, we get byes for the SEC tournament. So to answer your question, we really don't talk about it at all.
And then my another question, how much in college, just this is more for curiosity on my part, how much do you guys scout the other team? whether it's their, you know, you playing third, their tendencies. I know you guys have a card or a wristband or whatever for, you know, situational shifts and that kind of stuff. And how much do you spend time during the week to get ready for the weekend on, you know, whatever the pitcher that you're going to face is doing?
Yeah, for sure. So most of the time, like yesterday, like we'll have we have Monday off, and then we practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we will scout, we'll do film the first, we'll go over their pitchers for about the first 30 minutes of practice. Just kind of watching film on the pitcher, what they do, what their tendencies are in different counts. That's for offensively. And then we go in and we prep that in practice. So if a girl's throwing a curveball and then she mixes in a changeup, we do that in practice for hitting. And so defensively, Coach Michael, he does a really great job of, you know, putting us in a great position whenever we're on the field of, you know, where does their spray say that they hit the ball the most, whether that's in the 5-6 hole, to the pitcher. They do a lot of bunt. So we go over that a lot. I would say we scout the other team quite a bit. So,
I thought that was funny last night. I don't know if you guys heard it, but Dave Van Horn, it was a pregame show. Phil Ellison talked about it, said, what do you know about UAPB? And Dave Van Horn said, not much. He said, we can't find any information. He said, don't have any stats. So, you know, I was thinking, if that's true, come on, UAPB. You gotta get that done, man. That's I thought it was interesting, too, last night. There was a player, there were parents there that had a son that played for UAPB and a son that played for Arkansas.
Oh, nice.
They were there for both, yeah.
That's cool.
I do want to thank UAMS, Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, for sponsoring Hannah each week. Last thing for you, Hannah, I saw a nice article today, or yesterday, rather, about Bree Ellis and how great a year she's having. Of course, she was a transfer from Auburn. And you have a unique perspective for the fact that you were there as a Razorback before the transfer portal started. And you've been able to watch that happen. And you guys, I think you have four starters now that are transfer portal players. And what's your thought on the transfer portal as somebody who is not that? You know, you've been there. That's where you recruited. That's where you wanted to stay. No transferring. Maybe your viewpoint, having been there all this time and watching that transition of that new thing in college sports happen.
Yeah, for sure. I am a fan of the transfer portal. You know, I think it's unique for different situations of different people. You know, I think it's really hard to say that you don't necessarily like the transfer portal when something happens and, you know, it was really traumatizing for a person to be out of school because, you know, like, people don't see it, but, like, there is abuse that happens at schools, like, that people don't see. And so that's just a very, like, on the other side of the spectrum. But, you know, I think it gives people new opportunities. I think there's things that go on in people's lives that people might not know about that has nothing to do with softball, but they might just need a fresh start. And so I'm a fan of the transfer portal. I'm a fan of, you know, giving people new opportunities.
Hannah, have you ever at any moment in your career there at Arkansas ever thought about getting in the transfer portal?
Nope. Never.
I was about to say, that's the easiest. You knew what that answer was going to be.
Let's see if she answers this one faster. Do you still wear your earrings from last year?
From Jones and Son?
I do.
Yeah.
I wore them 2 days ago. Or whenever we played the Cubs, I wore them this weekend.
Hey, you know what's very next?
Well, listen,
Hannah, we got to get her a cowboy hat.
Oh
my gosh, yes.
You kidding me?
Yes.
What's taking so long?
Oh, my gosh. Hannah, have you ever worn?
I told her last week. I'll be up there for the Ole Miss series with my daughter playing.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll have to get her a hat.
Have you worn a cowboy hat, Hannah, before?
I have. Come on now, I have.
I haven't seen that on IG. I just was wondering.
Exactly. We haven't seen that with a high ponytail.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen. Go with those Tigers down at LSU. Yeah. We'll talk to you next week. Please clap us out.
All right. Two claps in a few weeks.
Thanks, Anna.
Thanks, Anna. Go Hawks.
Bye.